Hello.
Hello. May I speak with Tyler?
This is...
Hi, my name is George. I'm with Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm. We're talking to people in your area today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before I begin, can you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah.
And in which state do you live?
Texas.
And do you live inside of the city of San Antonio or outside the city of San Antonio?
Inside.
Okay. And thank you again for taking my call. What is your zip code?
78234.
And if you don't mind me asking, are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station for a political party or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Okay. And are you or a member of your household, a teacher, an employee of a school, college, university, a member of a teacher's union or teacher's association?
No.
And what year were you born?
2000.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, which one of the following best describes you, a man, a woman, or other?
Man.
And to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No, I am not.
Okay. And are you Caucasian or white, African-American or black, or Asian-American?
I am one of those.
Excuse me?
I am one of those.
Which one, Caucasian or white, African-American or black, or Asian American?
Oh, I am Caucasian.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. And what is the last grade you have completed in school?
I have my high school diploma, and I have completed some college.
Okay. And do you have any children living in your household that are 18 years of age or younger for who you are the parent or guardian?
No.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me, as I read each one, if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Here's the first one. Teachers Union, very favorable, somewhat favorable. Very or somewhat?
Very.
What about the San Antonio City Council?
Somewhat favorable.
And what about the San Antonio Superintendent Jaime Aquino?
Somewhat favorable.
Mayor Ron Nienberg.
Favorable or very favorable.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, now I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me, as I read each one, if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Here's the first one. Magnet School in San Antonio. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I'm not actually knowledgeable about that one.
Okay. What about the 1882? Partnership School in San Antonio.
I'm not knowledgeable about that one either.
And what about the Innovation School in San Antonio?
Not familiar with that one either.
Public Charter Schools in San Antonio.
Somewhat favorable.
What about Traditional Public Schools in San Antonio?
Somewhat favorable.
And what about private and parochial schools in San Antonio?
I'm not familiar with private schools.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience, would you say public education in San Antonio is headed in the right direction, or is public education in San Antonio on the wrong track?
Public education nationwide could use some work, but I do believe that San Antonio does it best. When I was in high school, in San Antonio, and it's probably the best education experience I had in my life up to that point.
Okay. And who would you say is the most responsible for the quality of local public schools here in San Antonio? The superintendent and the school district officials, the teachers' union, the governor, the mayor of San Antonio, the school board, or the state legislator?
That's going to be the board of directors.
The board of directors?
Okay.
And how important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Somewhat important.
And do you think the local public schools in San Antonio need to change a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
Some.
And what specifically do you think needs to be changed about local public schools in San Antonio? In your own words, in a small phrase, please. In your own words, sir.
Yeah, I'm trying to think for a sec. Probably just the only significant thing would be how attendance and grades are linked. That was a problem for some kids in my high school.
How attendance and grades are... go ahead.
Yeah, they're linked. Because there was a lot of kids at my high school who ended up doing very poorly because of, or ended up getting very poor grades simply because of being absent, which I think is a bit odd. I don't like that system personally.
Okay. Can you specify a little bit? Because right now I have how attendance and grades are for the kids.
How attendance and grades are linked in a way that, you know, having a poor attendance can greatly affect the grades regardless of the actual, what your grades actually are. If that makes any sense.
Okay. So I have how attendance and grades are linked. LINKED, is that correct? Linked?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was right after that? Because you are breaking up, and I do apologize for my bad connection.
Oh, it happens. That's my only major grievance.
Okay, so...
You know, I only have trouble in high school, so I don't know everything.
Okay, so I have how attendance and grades are linked, period. And... what else was after that? To the
Nothing.
Kids in the school. Yeah, go ahead.
No, that was it.
Okay. In this case, I just need you to specify just a little bit more how the attendance and grades are linked to the kids in school now or to the kids when you were attending school.
I don't know if that specific policy has changed. I doubt it. But that's what it was like when I was in high school.
Okay. So you want me to leave for you how attendance and grades are linked?
Yeah.
And that's it? Okay.
Yeah.
And with the following, I would like to ask you, from what you know or have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charter schools here in San Antonio?
I approve. My high school is very full.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Okay. And I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools. For each, please tell me if you think that this describes public charter schools very well, describes them somewhat well, does not describe them well, or does not describe them well at all. Here's the first one. Are tuition free? Describe them well, somewhat well, does not describe them well, or does not describe them at all?
Describes them very well.
What about serve mostly students of color?
Mostly. I'd say it's pretty much equal as far as I know.
So would you say describes them somewhat well or describes them or does not describe them well?
Does not describe them well.
And what about are nonprofit?
Describes them well.
Serve mostly low-income students.
Describes them unwell or whatever it was. Does not describe them well.
What about our public schools?
Describes them well.
Are open to all.
Describes them very well.
Help improve the entire public school system.
Describes them well.
Okay. And thank you for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. And over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become more favorable, less favorable, or has it not changed one way or the other?
It hasn't changed one way or the other.
And if a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in San Antonio, would you be more or less likely to vote for them? Or would it have no effect on your vote?
Would not affect my vote.
And thinking some more about local elections, many people we have spoken with say they only vote for candidates for president, governor, Congress, and other major offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Always, sometimes, rarely, or never?
Could you repeat that? You broke up a little bit.
Many people we have spoken with say they only vote for candidates for president, governor, Congress, or other major offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members?
Never.
And the following statements about community refer to your neighborhood. Please tell me as I read each one. If the following statement represents how you feel about this community, very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not well at all. Here's the first one. Increasing the availability of public charter schools would improve local schools in my community. Does it describe it very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not well at all?
Somewhat well.
What about improvements to local schools would make me feel better about this community? Describes it very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not well at all?
What was the question?
The question is, improvements to local schools would make me feel better about this community.
Oh, very, very well.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Moving on, which of the following do you believe is the most important issue the next superintendent of San Antonio Independent School District should address? Here's the first one. Increasing funding to public schools, student safety. Cutting the number of public charter schools. Keeping good teachers. Providing in-person classroom instructions during the pandemic. Or supporting and facilitating more schools choice for students, or enacting policies that promote greater diversity, equity, and inclusion in schools, or reducing the number of schools which receive a grade of D or F for failing.
I'd say the most important thing is keeping good teachers.
Keeping teachers, okay.
Paying them well.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some statements regarding the standardized students testing. Please tell me as I read one if you strongly agree, Some would agree, some would disagree, or strongly disagree. Here's the first one. Annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools administrators and leaders accountable for student progress and success.
Can you repeat it? I'm sorry, you keep breaking up.
Sure. Annual standardized testing of students is important to holding public schools administrators and leaders accountable for their student progress and success.
I don't believe so.
So would you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. The other one says annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools accountable for student progress and success.
Strongly disagree.
And the other one says annual standardized testing of students is important to make sure students are making good academic progress. Do apologize. Progress.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. The last few questions are for statistic purposes only. Moving on, the City Council act as the policymaker and legislative body here in San Antonio. The city charter does not include the City Council. Having a focus on educational for students from kindergarten to high school, thinking about who makes decisions about education policies here in San Antonio, do you think that the City Council should be more involved, less involved, or have the same level of involvement in education policies as it has today?
About the same.
About the same? Okay. And changing topics, the Texas State Legislature is considering creating an educational saving account program. This program would give parents who opt out of the public education system roughly $10,000 per year, the same amount it costs the state on average to educate a child each year, to pay for their children's private school, online schooling, or private tutor. Now, would you support or oppose this educational saving account program?
I would support it. It would allow lower-income families to participate in private schools.
Strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Somewhat support it.
Okay. And are you currently employed? A student, stay-at-home parent, retire, unemployed, or looking
for
work?
I'm a student. I go to college.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Just independent.
And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper class, or well-to-do?
Middle class.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have yourself a great night. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome, sir.